Hi, everyone, and welcome to Behind the Numbers. My name is Dave Bookbinder, and welcome back to the show where we dig deeper to understand what really matters most in business. And if you are in business or if you're a fan of business, you have no doubt heard the expression, cash is king. Today, we're going to kind of pick that apart, and I'm pleased to do that with David Safir, who is the founder and CEO of the Cash is Clear Learning System. David, welcome to Behind the Numbers.
Thank you, Dave. It's really great to be here this morning.
It's a pleasure. And you and I had an opportunity to meet some time ago through our friends at CFO University and Steve Rosenwald and the work that they do there. So, but for the benefit of the audience, why don't you just briefly introduce yourself, a background of who you are, and what is the Cash is Clear program?
Thanks, Dave. I'll introduce myself briefly. I've got a background in business. I worked for Fortune 50, Fortune 100 companies, and I started doing consulting, realized that business owners had a huge disconnect between profit and having cash in the bank to run their company. And so I now teach business owners and accountants who support business owners how to use cash flow systems so they can keep running their business, especially growing ones, without running out of cash.
That's awesome. And we're going to unpack all of that and get to the part with the helping the accountants of the world here. But I want to start by first asking you, what caused you to focus so keenly on cash flow?
I was doing general business consulting, and I said, there's something going on. There's a commonality. And I sat back and I realized people are asking me for help with sales, marketing, operations. And what it came down to at the end of the day is all of these small businesses cash flow issues. And so I started doing some research, seeing what material was out there to just provide to my clients. And I realized it was the same weird, worn out, and false premises about how to improve your cash flow that were just circulated over and over again. And I realized there's got to be 99 ways that I know of to manage cash flow. And I started writing them down. I'm up to 213.
Wow.
Strategies, and people just need this information so they can stay afloat with a growing or a sinking business. Either way, nobody's staying flat in the business world.
That's true. But you know what? Let's not make any assumptions here. So I'm going to ask you to sort of do cash flow for dummies 101, if you don't mind. And why don't we start by defining cash flow?
It's a fairly simple definition. Cash flow is the change and the available cash in a business between two dates. That's the key, is that there's this date dimension of what's your balance today versus tomorrow. That's cash flow for a day versus next week. That's your weekly cash flow versus a month, your monthly cash flow.
Right. And I know one of the myths that you have tried to bust and debunk throughout the things that I've seen that you do and speak about is the idea that selling more isn't really the way to generate better cash flow. Do you want to talk about that, David?
Well, again, I'm going to go back to the timing issue. It's not a good way for most companies to generate short-term cash flow. Long-term, yes. Short-term, no. Let's take an extreme example. Boeing, when they sell an airplane, it could take years from when they start building the airplane until when it's finally paid off before they actually have positive cash flow on that airplane. For most companies, it could take weeks or months. Why? Because they get an order in, they might have to order product, they then have to pay for that product. They have to manufacture something, or there's a service component to it, and they're not getting paid for 30, 60, 90 days after they've had expenses that go towards delivering what was ordered.
Yeah, no. So how about better collections? How about those accounts receivable that are out there in the books?
Well, account receivables is fine, but there's two issues. Number one, again, if I order something today from you, and you say, great, David, I'll ship it to you in 15 days. Why 15 days? Because you got to go build it. You've got materials. You've got manpower. So you've had 2 weeks of salaries that you've got to pay for, right? So you ship it to me in 15 days and say, David, here's an invoice. Please pay it in 30 days. You're now out 30 days of cash for your payroll. And you're going to wait and wait and wait and wait on day 30. Guess what? I've made the decision. You only make a decision on what do you want me to pay. I've got to make the decision to actually pay. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Maybe you're really lucky and I pay a little bit early. But at the end of the day, accounts receivable efficiency still has a delay in getting a payment.
Yeah. And we're going to unpack in a little bit here some of the solutions, because that's why people are tuning in. But I want to continue to help to frame and define the problem, David. So let's talk about where are companies going wrong? Are there certain triggering events? Is it a stage of growth where they start to run into cash flow issues? What are you experiencing?
Well, first of all, let me explain. I don't think this is a business owner's fault. But business owners are generally technicians who are brilliant at building something, building a business, and they are just hearing and parroting back what the media is saying and what the common wisdom is, which is profits are important or sales are important. Those are the two big things you hear about in everywhere, the media, books, etc. And they are able to manage their cash flow by the seat of their pants when a company is small. When a company is small, it's extremely expensive to put systems in place compared to the amount of value you get out of it. But at some point, as they're growing their company, it becomes next to impossible to just be trying to figure out mentally, even on paper, you know, well, we've got money coming in today and we'll spend this and we'll juggle the funds. And that's where systems come into play. And a lot of companies that fail are in a growth stage and they're profitable on paper, but they run out of cash.
Fascinating. David, for the folks who are watching and listening and want to learn more about you, how they can connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best way, you see right there, the www.cashisclear.com. You can go there, find my information, set up an appointment with me. I'd love to talk. There's also an email. That is the best way to find me.
Great. David, do me a favor, say the website again, because on the monitor that I have, I'm not seeing that on the screen. So just share that again. Share that again with the audience.
Sure. Sorry. It's Cash is Clear, CASISCLEAR.com.
Awesome. Thank you for that. David, we're going to take a quick pause here and pay a few bills. You sit tight. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about how we solve this problem. Folks watching and listening, don't go anywhere. We will be right back on Behind the Numbers after this quick break.
Un ataque cerebral puede ser fácil de detectar. Su ser querido no logra hablar o quizás no puede moverse. Pero existe otro síntoma de ataque cerebral que muchos de nosotros no vemos. Se llama negligencia espacial y puede ocurrir durante o después de un ataque cerebral, causando movimientos visuales distorsionados. Afortunadamente, existe una solución que utiliza tecnología óptica basada en prismas durante la rehabilitación. Si usted o su ser querido experimenta un ataque cerebral, pregúntele a su doctor sobre la negligencia espacial. Encuentre más información en kesslerfoundation.org.
Wait, I have you surrounded. You're just gonna stand there?
Or are you gonna take your lawn back?
We're gonna take it back.
We're gonna take it back.
With Scott's Turf Builder, triple action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and keeps your lawn growing strong.
Glorious! Ah!
No, no.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed.
Feed your lawn.
And Doug.
Hey, man. Nice base. Clearly you're a safe driver. You could save hundreds for safe driving with Liberty Mutual.
They customize your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Woo! We gotta go again!
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I learned how quickly everything can be taken away. 1 minute, I was playing college football. The next, I was paralyzed. I'm Eric LeGrand. I believe I will walk again, but also know what I can do now. I'm applying my love of the game as a sports broadcaster and inspiring others along the way. Only my abilities matter. Visit Kessler Foundation on Facebook and tell us your abilities. And go to KesslerFoundation.org, where only abilities matter.
Un ataque cerebral puede ser fácil de detectar. Su ser querido no logra hablar o quizás no puede moverse, pero existe otro síntoma de ataque.
And welcome back to Behind the Numbers. I'm Dave Bookbinder, and today we're talking about Cash is Clear with David Safir, who's the founder and CEO of Cash is Clear Learning Systems. And David, at the top of the program, I mentioned that we were going to bust the myth about cash being king. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond to that right here.
It is king. The real problem is nobody gives it anything but lip service. How much time and focus is there on looking at historic accounting versus setting up a cash flow model, which is one of the strategies, a cash flow model to project future cash flow? People don't pay attention to cash enough. They just like to give it lip service because I guess it makes them feel good.
Yeah, and that's what I love about your expression there. Cash is king, but as you like to say, unfortunately, too many people treat it like a second-class citizen. And I want to start to unpack the solving of the problem here, and you've alluded to this first thing that I want to talk to you about, which is mindset, the way people perceive cash flow. Why don't you speak to the importance of mindset shift here?
That's a great topic to bring up. It's the biggest issue I find in training. It can take months and unfortunately years for some people to stop thinking backwards. What did we do last month? What was our sales? What was this? And start thinking forward and saying, how do we change the future? Because cash flow history is only good to try to say what's going to happen in the future. You're trying to protect yourselves. So that's an overarching theme to everything I teach. But I've got a 5M model. So it's mindset is one. Number two is modeling. I said something about setting up a cash flow model. Once you model, you can manage your cash, which simply means I don't want to spend my cash this quickly. I'm going to bring it in. Push out the expenses and then try to bring in my revenue, the cash going into my bank account. So that's management. And then mentoring. This is something that people need to learn, but it's not just the accounting department. Sales, operations, marketing, human resources, every aspect of a company impacts cash flow. All the accounting department is doing is reporting the cash flow. And then finally, once you've mastered those, you can start maximizing cash flow, and not only maximizing cash flow, but profit, because when you have cash in the bank, you can do all sorts of great things that somebody who's cash poor can't do with their money.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, David. And is there a size of an organization that does the depth of an organization chart help this whole process? Can a business owner that doesn't have a deep accounting department, for example, manage the cash flow effectively, or do they need to do something and build out more of a finance function to help with that?
You don't need direct employees. I'm going to answer a little bit differently. The larger the organization is, the more complicated it can get to just map your cash flow. But I find bigger opportunities with a larger organization. Now, regarding the accounting department, you don't need a controller. You don't need an accountant. You need at least a good bookkeeper. And if you don't have one, you can outsource a good bookkeeper. But they don't necessarily manage the cash. You need somebody who's really thinking about how your company works, because you can make subtle shifts to how your company works that can have huge impact on the cash amount in your bank account.
Yeah, David, you mentioned that you've got about 213 strategies here, and I would really be remiss if I didn't ask you to be, if you'd be kind enough to share some of those with us.
Sure, I picked on accounts receivable before, but here's a strategy. Have a system for accounts receivable. Number one reason people don't pay their bills, because the bill is wrong. So are you calling them and or contacting them to verify the bill was right? Number two, they forget about it. Are you putting in friendly reminder calls? So that's on the accounts receivable side. On the bank side, don't believe that your bank account is how much cash you've got. Set up a separate bank account and put reserves in there. And so you can use your cash flow model to say, okay, I only have $10,000 to spend this week, even though we've got $100,000 in the bank. Don't go buy a new car. Realize that the following week, you've got a $50,000 payroll. And you don't want to go to zero when you hit payroll. These are really common mistakes people make as business owners, is just looking at the bank account and managing by bank account. Would you like a few more?
Yeah, I absolutely would. And I also would like to just get your thoughts on the debt component piece as well, because a lot of business owners get into trouble when they look at the borrowings as, you know, a source of cash flow, and then they can get, you know, underwater in the debt payments. Maybe just address that, if you would, David, before you jump into some of the other strategies.
That's great. And absolutely, borrowing money is a strategy. But here's where they get tripped up, is that the repayment of the debt doesn't show up in the P&L. So you can be making $60,000 a month payments in your capital amount, and you'll only see $600 in interest payments on your P&L. It becomes invisible. That's where a cash flow model takes that into account and says, okay, here's $5,000 going out this week, $20,000 next week. And that's where modeling cash flow is so much more advantageous than looking at historic reports.
Yeah, thank you for that. And if you would be kind enough to share more, I know the audience would certainly appreciate that.
Absolutely. So here's, to me, a huge one. If you have commissioned salespeople and pay them on revenue, they will go out and sell the least resistance products possible. It's not because they're bad people. It's because they're going to maximize their commission. Oftentimes, that's the lowest margin product. It's what's on sale. You're shooting yourself in the foot if you're paying only on revenue. Pay on margin, how much contribution they bring into the company, and you'll see a drastic shift. Here's another one. You are probably losing money on some products and making a lot more money on others. Call your product line. The same thing with customers. Fire your loser customers. I don't mean they're bad people. I mean, they're losing you money. Why would you pull money out of your pocket every time you ship an order to a customer? Raise your prices. That would be the first thing, right? Talk to them. We need to raise our prices, and you can be transparent. We're losing money every time. And if they don't want to pay, say, fine, and refer them to your worst enemy, your biggest competitor. And try to get them to drain the coffers of somebody you're competing against instead.
And that is a great insight and strategy there. David, for folks who would like to learn more about you or how they can participate in the Cash is Clear program, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, I would love it if they were to email me at david@davidsafir.com or go to my website, which is cashisclear.com, and sign up for an appointment. I love chatting with new people, talking about business solutions. I actually helped save a company with a half-hour discussion one day. He didn't pay me a dime. It was just so obvious. I said, don't worry about it. And he ended up becoming a client later for a different company. I'd love to help anybody who's listening.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And I encourage the audience to definitely take advantage of that. David, as we mentioned during the break, the time goes very quickly here. So we're getting close to the end, but I want to squeeze in a couple more things if I can, just a couple more minutes to go here. You had mentioned that you teach accountants to help their clients with cash flow. And you did state, you know, obviously, that accountants are just reporting what the findings are. Talk about the process that you go through to help the accountants in terms of learning how to manage cash flow.
Well, I have two things that are the key components. Number one is virtual learning systems, where there's videos and workbooks, mindset exercises, etc., that they go through. And then we meet as a group twice a week, and we do case studies. We talk about their potential clients or their clients, and I coach them through their engagements so they can get the skill sets needed for them to start looking forward. And it's really tough for accountants because they've been indoctrinated in looking at financial statements and reports in a very, very specific way. And so we have to unpack that and constantly be a reminder. No, we're talking about cash flow, not taxes, not profit, not accrual accounting.
Yep. David, we're getting really down to the short strokes. So I'm going to put you on the clock for 60 seconds and give you the last word here. Your choice, either any kind of tips or advice you may have for business owners, or conversely, identifying some of the areas where you're seeing business owners going wrong most often.
So I'm going to go back to mindset, because there probably is somebody listening right now who's frustrated, who's saying, I can't believe I'm having these challenges with my cash. My accountant doesn't know how to help me. And I want to do something different, and I just don't know how. To those people who are thinking along those lines, it is not your fault. The business community is not set up to help you really understand what's going on with your cash and how you can gain clarity around what's coming in, what's going out, and when it's happening, let alone learning how to change your habits and what's happening in your business to make it more cash flow positive and on an ongoing basis. Take a breath. Please, I invite you to give me a call. Talk to your accountant. Maybe they will be able to help you. But if not, I'd love to be able to.
Awesome. It's not your fault. David, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you spending some time and obviously for sharing those handful of tips that you did. I know that folks who are listening and watching are going to get big takeaway results from them immediately. And it looks like David froze. But today we've been talking with David Safier, who is the founder and CEO of Cash's Clear Learning System. My name is Dave Bookbinder, and I'm the one that my clients turn to when they want to know what their most important assets are worth. So if you're a business owner and you don't know the value of your business, we should probably have a conversation. So you can feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to chat. I want to thank India for running the board today. Great job producing the program. And thanks to you out there for watching and listening. We can't do the show without you. And we will see you next time. That's all we have today, folks. We'll see you next time on Behind the Numbers. Take care.